The underdog wins, the bad guy loses, and love in the end. So a happy story.
You're certain?
100% certain. There's no other possible interpretation of these shapes, these abstract shapes moving around in abstract patterns. That's right. The only way you can interpret it.
Let's see how other people feel about this.
Say what you saw, and you will not need headphones.
We actually did find out how other people felt about this in a middle school classroom in Brooklyn, MS-88. Students were sitting around tables, and off in a corner there was a vintage darkroom timer on top of a cabinet. And even though it was a hot morning at the end of the school year, still, literacy teacher Keith Christensen managed to keep this group of 30 eighth graders engaged for 2 hours. A lot of it had to do with the fact that he had put in an enormous effort to build a lesson plan around this idea that humans naturally impose stories where none exist. He started by showing Rorschach images, and then he moved on to the Heider-Simmel movie.
Bad math. I want you to meet with one other person and take out that Venn diagram and compare your stories. How long do we think we need for this? Like five. I'll check in. Dante, could you put five on the clock? Deja, thanks.
Here are some observations that I made in Keith Christensen's classroom of remarkable middle school students. First, the stories that people project onto the Heider-Simmel video are multiple and various, depending on the person's life experience.
I think the big triangle was beating up the small triangle.
I thought the big triangle was the mother, the little triangle was the daughter, and the circle was the boyfriend.
I thought way different from you, so I thought that it was like two random kids disturbing some random guy.
I thought that it was a bully bullying the small circle in the smallest triangle was helping him out.
I said that the big triangle was the father, the small triangle was his wife, and the circle was his son. The father was drunk, and he came in, and he's trying to go to sleep. But then I guess they disturbed his sleep and got him mad, and then he was abusing his wife. And then he was going to go for the son, and then the wife stopped him, and then the son and mother ran out, trapped him in a room, and left. And then he got mad, and he just destroyed the whole room.
Observation number two. I have never seen anyone get stumped when asked to narrate the Heider-Simmel movie. Humans just have a deep need to find meaning even when none exists.
Ariel. You could say that the big triangle was desperate for a friend.
So what are the shapes then? If he's like looking for a friend, what are they?
They're all little kids.
They're all little kids.
One, the big shape is just a lonely kid. Like it's the odd one. And no one wants to hang out with them or him.
Wow.
Yeah, kindergarten was tough for me with my name, so yeah.
Ariel.
You know Ariel the Little Mermaid?
I did not know Ariel the Little Mermaid, so you got heckled for being... Wow.
To me, Michael's story seems weird because, like, how would you get all of that just by watching the video? Like, just
how could you get all of that just by watching the video?
Yeah.
That's actually a really important question. So how are we getting all of this from just watching this little video?
I think it's like a painting, like the video's a blank canvas, and then our mind and experiences are the paint. And then we just apply that to the video, and then we get what we get.
We apply our experiences and we get what we get. That's the best, most down-to-earth explanation I've ever heard of what psychologists call projection. It's hard to say for sure if other animals have the same tendency to project. We do know that computers do not do it, and it's one of the big challenges in the field of artificial intelligence.